Lebanon, mayor and 15 others killed in Israeli strike, date modified colon 2024-10-16T17:11:12.294Z, description colon 16 people are dead following airstrikes on municipal buildings in the city of Nabatayet. Comma dot, mayor and 15 others killed in Israeli strike on Lebanon council meeting, AFP, Nabatayet's governor said the number of dead could rise as the rubble was still being searched. The UN's Special Coordinator for Lebanon has criticized Israel after airstrikes on municipal buildings in the southern city of Nabatayet killed the mayor and 15 other people. Janine Hennis-Plachert called the killing of Mayor Ahmed Kahil alarming and said any violations of international humanitarian law were completely unacceptable. At least five of those killed in Wednesday's strike were municipal staff coordinating aid for civilians remaining in the area, Nabatayet Governor Hawadah Turk told the BBC. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, condemned the attack, saying it had intentionally targeted a council meeting. The attack was the most significant against a Lebanese state building since the latest escalation in fighting, which began about 2 weeks ago, and has raised concerns about the safety of the country's state infrastructure. A spokesman for the Israeli military said its forces had launched raids targeting dozens of Hezbollah targets in the area and destroyed a tunnel used by the Iran-backed group. "We know that Hezbollah many times takes advantage of civilian facilities," Israel's UN ambassador Danny Danon said at a meeting of the UN in New York City on Wednesday. Turk, the governor, said that while the majority of Nabatayet residents had already left the area following heavy Israeli airstrikes, the mayor and other municipal employees had stayed behind to help those who remained. "This is just like strikes all over Lebanon," she said. "They Israel have hit civilians, Red Cross, civil defense. Now they have targeted a government building. It is unacceptable. It is a massacre." Previous strikes on Nabatayet over the past few days have destroyed historic buildings, including an Ottoman-era market dating to 1910, Reuters. Wednesday's attacks on Nabatayet have raised concerns about the safety of state infrastructure in Lebanon. Israel also launched at least one airstrike against Beirut on Wednesday. The strike, which hit the southern suburb of Deir, was the first on the Lebanese capital in 5 days. It came after a reported intervention by the U.S. in which it urged restraint over the bombing of the capital. Residents of Deir had begun to return to the area over the past few days, taking advantage of the apparent pause in bombing to check on their homes and retrieve clothes and other possessions. Several told the BBC on Wednesday that the area resembled a ghost town, with rubble and debris from buildings littering the streets. The strike on Deir came just hours after a U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller publicly expressed concern over the scope and nature of Israel's bombing of Beirut. Mr. Miller said the State Department's concerns had been made clear to the government of Israel. An Israeli military spokesman said that prior to striking Beirut, numerous steps were taken to mitigate the risk of harming civilians, including advancing warnings to the population in the area. Israel has faced criticism this week over its warnings, which Amnesty International has called inadequate and misleading. The human rights charity said the warnings did not absolve Israel of its obligations under international humanitarian law. Israel has expanded its air campaign in recent days, launching an unexpected strike in the far north of the country on Monday. The strike, which destroyed a large residential home that had been rented by a displaced family in the Christian village of Eitu, killed 23 people, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. 12 of the dead were women and 2 children, the ministry said. The UN Human Rights Office called for an investigation into the Eitu strike, saying it raised real concerns with respect to international humanitarian law. UN urges probe into deadly Israeli strike on North Lebanon. US gives Israel 30 days to boost Gaza aid or risk cut to military support. Israel-Gaza War, Lebanon, United Nations.